This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the drums. No, on the board. It is the 6 minutes now.
I wish.
6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here. From our world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Mr. Zommers, happy New Year's Eve to you.
Happy New Year's Eve to you as well. And for those of you watching on the stream, Todd's in a tux.
Well, at least the top half of me, yes. I'm pantsless down below. No, relax. I'm wearing pants. I just thought it was, I had to appear on the lovely and talented Jay Matt Nair's program, Matt Nair on Air, this morning. And I thought, you know, I had to look sharp for Jane out of respect. And so I just left it on.
Might as well have some fun with it. And
right.
Also, as long as you're wearing a suit, why take it off? Just have some fun.
I got no place to go, mind you, but here I am. And happy to be so, by the way. Happy New Year's Eve to each and every one of you. A big show today as our friend, our colleague, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers joins us at the bottom of the hour for a special year-end edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke. I was distracted. I was looking out the window and people are milling about. By the way, it's very quiet in downtown Madison the last couple of days. The kids are out of school, both elementary K-12 and also university. A lot of the state workers take this week off. So my drive normally is like 15 minutes and it takes me 5 right now.
Wow.
It was just zip. I'm into the office. I'm into the studios. But it's a nice day here in downtown Madison. Overcast, but temperatures are going to drop throughout the evening, is my understanding. And then by the end of the week, some very, very cold air coming down out of Canada. But all in all, as far as weather goes, maybe some light snow in parts of Wisconsin lasting into the early evening, but less than a half an inch of accumulation. Some of those roads may become slickery, as we say. So just be allowed some extra travel time, but nothing major. No major travel incidents expected for most of New Year's Eve. And remember, party, enjoy yourself, but do so responsibly. Don't want anyone being in an accident or causing an accident. You know, if you're going to imbibe, do so responsibly.
And make plans for a DD or designated driver, or yes, to spend the night at someone's place.
An Uber is, and if I got the AAA says if you get into a dire need, you need to have your car towed, you can call AAA as well. I believe in Madison, maybe other larger cities as well, there's free bus service. So just be responsible out there and enjoy yourself. You know, it's an opportunity to kind of reflect back on the year and look ahead to 2025, which is in large part what we're going to do today as well. In hour number two, a what's worse, your chance to call in and on the question of the day. And all kinds of things coming up here on Civic Media this afternoon into tonight. Wisconsin women's basketball taking on Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, at 3:10 this afternoon. You can hear it on WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE in Richland Center, and also via the Civic Media app. You can download it at your app store on your favorite Android or Apple device. It's free. Takes less than a minute to download, is what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. At least we think she would. But it's a free app. You can listen to the Minnesota and Wisconsin women's basketball game at 3:10 this afternoon. And then tonight, a myriad of options tonight. First up, from 6 until midnight on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center, is the annual Trivia-thon. They had a short break for a couple, 3 years, but in large part, this has been going on like almost 30 years. And it's a great community event. Our good friend Phil Nee is the main host. They ask questions, and it's not too late, by the way. If you want to participate, you can register your team. You say, well, Todd, I don't live in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. I say no problem because, again, download the Civic Media app and you can listen to Triviathon tonight on WRCL Country and Community, and you can play along. So what you do is you call the radio station right now, 608-647-2111. Again, 608-647-2111. And you can register a team. Doesn't cost you anything. And then they get your email. And then Phil tonight will ask a series of trivia questions. And then you have so long to email in your answer or text in your answer or whatever, or call in the answer. And then they'll keep track. And at the end of the night, there's a winner. So it's a good time to have by all. Great family event. If you're not going to go anywhere, even you can play alone. You say, well, I don't have a team. No big deal. Or if you don't want to register a team, it's a great way to pass the evening and enjoy yourself. That's 6 until midnight tonight on WRCO and also on the Civic Media app.
You just might learn something.
And you just might learn something.
And Tony has a question about the Civic Media app.
Yes, yes.
What if I'm visiting the International Space Station? Will it work there?
My understanding, Tony, is yes. Yes, it will. Because I think they have Wi-Fi up there.
If they didn't, I'd be shocked.
Right. Good question, Tony. And then if you want more music for your evening, we got you covered as well from 7 tonight until 1 o'clock in the morning. Our very own Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music to the Stars, will present a New Year's Eve version of the show tonight. Again, 7 until 1 out of WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. It'll be broadcast across our talk network from 7 until 1, and you can also listen to that on the Civic Media app on the talk side of the station as well. Our good friend Pete Schwabe has a special nightlight, I believe, from 6 until 7 tonight. So all kinds of listening options for your New Year's Eve if you don't want to go out, or you can listen to us a little bit as you're traveling around as well. So all kinds of wonderful things to listen to on Civic Media. We're glad you're along with us. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Right now, we're going to keep track of this throughout the show. CNN doing a great job of this, kind of tracking where the new year is starting around the world. And we are just past New Year's Day in Bangladesh, parts of Kazakhstan, also the British Indian Ocean territory, and parts of Russia, and parts of a little small part of Antarctica. So those places are already into the new year. We'll continue on through the show as we note that on this New Year's Eve. First, a couple of headlines for you around the state of Wisconsin and around the world as well. Closer to home here in Wisconsin, a tragedy has unfolded and a person of interest is still at large. According to Channel 3000 WIST, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, New Lisbon police, and New Lisbon is just about 30 miles or so, maybe a little bit more north of Wisconsin Dells in Juneau County, not too far from Mauston. New Lisbon police say two juveniles and one adult were found dead on Monday at a home in the city of New Lisbon. Virgil Thew, T-H-E-W, Virgil Thew, 47, was identified as a person of interest in the case. In an update this morning, police say they were notified by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office at around 10:10 on Sunday evening about a missing juvenile. That juvenile was reportedly last seen with Thew, who lives in New Lisbon. While searching for the juvenile on Monday, New Lisbon police learned that a second juvenile from New Lisbon had gone missing. Police worked with the juvenile's parents as well as other law enforcement agencies to continue the search. The investigation eventually led to a home in the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon, where two juveniles and an adult were found dead. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office would not confirm whether or not the two juveniles found dead were the ones reported missing. Thew is a white male weighing about 150 pounds, 5 feet 10 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat, blue jeans, and a hat. He is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, authorities say do not approach him, but call 911. Again, Virgil Thew, 47 of New Lisbon is wanted as a person of interest in what appears to be a triple homicide in New Lisbon. Certainly a tragedy there, and particularly for our Wisconsin Rapids listeners, Richland Center listeners. At this point, statewide, this guy could be anywhere. Again, do not approach him. Simply call 911 and let authorities handle that. That is the big headline right now around the state of Wisconsin. Happening around the world in the United States, a massive power outage has left 90% of Puerto Rican customers without power today on New Year's Eve. A critical failure in Puerto Rico's power grid has caused a massive blackout affecting a large part of the island, according to a post by Puerto Rico's governor on X. The New Year's Eve blackout has knocked out power for nearly 1.3 million users, or about 88% of customers, according to Luma Energy, the Canadian-American power company responsible for power distribution and transmission on the island. Quote, we can report that work is already underway to restore service with the San Juan and Palo Seco plants, according to the governor. Luma Energy's Emergency Operations Center is working with other folks and collaborators to restore electrical systems and power to the island as quickly as possible. A total blackout that began on Tuesday morning at 5:30 a.m., according to the company. A full restoration process will take about a day or two, according to the company. Now that, I mean, you've heard about the lights went out in Georgia, but I mean, Puerto Ricans have been going through this for quite some time. The infrastructure is simply not there. And of course, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. Their citizens are able to come go freely in the United States, part of the United States. So certainly feel for all the Puerto Rican folks there on the island trying to deal without power today on New Year's Eve. It is coming up now on 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're going to, when we come back here, continue our discussion about headlines on this New Year's Eve. One more serious note here before we get into some fun and games with Luke Mathers, a little sports as well. I'm going to ask Luke some year-end review questions. And you can get it in the fun as well, Mr. Sommers, and all of our listeners can call in as well. But Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson of the United States House of Representatives, he can only afford to lose one vote coming up later this week in terms of staying the Speaker of the House. President-elect Trump on Monday endorsed the House Speaker of Louisiana to keep his gavel when the House meets to elect a Speaker on January 3rd. Trump's backing could help Johnson put down a rebellion led by right-wing headliners. Talk about that when we come back. And prepare for Luke Mathers on a New Year's Eve edition here on the Town Hall Ball Show. We are live from Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this New Year's Eve edition, live here on this December 31st, 2024. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Sommers on the board. Now, I happen to have a tuxedo on today, or at least the top part, because I was on Jay Matt Nair's show, and I thought, well, the least I could do is clean myself up. I mean, they have a high-class show over there, and I thought, well, I need to do something to bring a little, you know, juice to the game to keep up with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did not, and so people watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever, they're looking at Zommers, why don't, you know, Zommers is underdressed. No. I did not tell anybody. I just thought, well, I woke up, and Jade asked me this morning, she said, do you actually own that? And I said, yes, I do.
I happen to know, yes, Todd owns this.
It's not because I think I'm any hoity-toity person. It's because for 16 years, I was the master of ceremonies for the Betty Hayes School of Dance. And so you had to wear, it was a very formal event.
Right,
so I had to look the part.
Yeah, even if Todd told me, I would probably be wearing the same thing I am now. At least it is a shirt with a collar. I don't own anything like that. So.
Yes, it's fine. Also off the text, Dave in New Berlin, a little salty about the story we're talking about. I'll clean it up for radio. Dave says, Trump doesn't give a crap about Johnson. He just doesn't want his inauguration messed up. And I said, looks like Dave's already drinking. He said, no, I'm at work. So good. Good for you, Dave. I'm at work too, as it turns out. So, but no, so we're talking, and by the way, Luke Mather is going to be at the bottom of the hour here. Tom, LA Tom says, Todd, you should join Anderson and Andy tonight on CNN. Oh my God. Wouldn't that just be the great thing? I do have a little glass with a little something, something in it. It's gin. Just relax. For right now, it's ginger ale.
I didn't want to ruin the magic and tell everyone it was ginger ale. But since you did, yes, I see the can.
Yes. There may be something in it next segment. We talked about this yesterday. Should I actually take a shot like every 15 minutes on the show?
I think you'd be able to get through a show if it's only every 15 minutes.
I think I could too.
Only a few shots throughout the show.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to drive anywhere. But
you're a professional.
The Brady and Brandon Ewing asked me the question, have you ever had to dump me? In other words, a radio term, like if I say something I shouldn't, or I swear a really bad swear word, Zomers has to push, it's called a dump button to avoid it from going over the air. And in 2.5 years here, almost 2.5 years, 2.25, and it's now in my, I sound so old. Now in my 20th year of broadcasting, I can proudly say I have never had to have the dump button used on myself.
I can corroborate for the portion of that that I've been here for.
And I feel like even if I had a couple of shots, I could still keep myself under.
I think so too.
I might be loopier than usual, but I think I could keep myself under control.
Todd's been on the show after anesthesia, and yes, he held it together then. So
I have. But thank you, LA Tom. I will be, I'm going back to the Richland Center tonight, most likely. Yes, I think I will. And I may stop down at the Triviathon at WRCO and then hang out with Mom a little bit and watch Andy and Anderson. It's very entertaining. It's going to be entertaining as well to some degree, this story according to Axios, Donald Trump throwing his support behind Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, saying, quote, Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hardworking, religious man. He'll continue to do the right thing and will continue to win. Capitalized, W-I-N, Trump said on his Truth Social post. He added, quote, Mike has my complete and total endorsement, MAGA, with 3 exclamation points, unquote. Johnson, in a post on X, said he's, quote, honored and humbled, unquote, by Trump's support, adding, quote, the American people demand and deserve that we waste no time. Let's get to work, unquote. Johnson is set to have here's the key. Here's why this could get really interesting really fast. Johnson is set to have a 219 to 215 majority on January 3rd and will likely be able to afford just a single Republican defection and still be reelected. Because you remember there's that one congresswoman who is in a nursing home and is not doing well at all, not even able to get there to vote. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, has said he will vote for an alternative to Johnson with several other right-wingers, saying that they're undecided. Here's a little bit what's going on. These undecided people, I've seen this before at the state level, when there's only a one-ish vote margin, everybody suddenly wants to become the voter within the caucus. So they and or their staff go to Johnson and or the staff and say, well, you know, my boss would really like to vote for Johnson for speaker, but they want this committee assignment, but we want that nicer office over in the Rayburn building, but we want to be assured that in the new budget, we're going to get X pork project for a new bridge and wherever. That stuff goes on all the time. So that, to a degree, that's part of what's going on here. Democrats have signaled that they will all vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat in New York, denying Johnson any crossover votes. So for now, that's what they're saying. Look, Johnson, you got to take care of your own job. You got to take care of yourself. We're not helping you, say the Democrats. Many of Johnson's right-wing skeptics are also from Trump loyalists who will likely be swayed by the president-elect's endorsement. Others, like Massey, have flexed their independence for the president-elect, and one House Republican predicted to Axios on Monday that Johnson could still face a handful of defections on the first ballot. So we shall see. Going to get very interesting very quickly. Says here, House Speaker is not out of the woods in his fight to retain the gavel, even after receiving a crucial endorsement from Trump. The January 3rd speaker election will now be an early test, not only of Johnson's ability to lead his conference into the coming legislative battles, but of Trump's as well. We're going to find out really quickly within the next few weeks here where the cards of power actually lie. Remember that House of Cards program on Netflix? Sure, it's fiction, but there's a lot of truth in that show. Part of the reason I started watching it, and for a while I couldn't. I'm like, this is like going to work every day. All right, it's always fun to be at work here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a year-end review, along with Mr. Zommers. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show New Year's Eve edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, New Year's Eve. Zommers, where's that New Year's Eve music? Let's jiggle a little bit of that.
Sure, just a second.
Oh, sorry. Lots of pre-planning on this show, as you can tell. This is my fault, you understand? Here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome into Civic Media's version of Anderson and Andy. It's Todd and Luke. Here, I top the State Street block. Yeah, absolutely. Along with Zommers on the board. Luke, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Alba. How are we doing?
I am fantastic, let me tell you.
Yeah?
I'm kind of a New Year's Eve person. I don't really go out a lot, but I like because I guess I like the reflection and the anticipation. How about you?
Okay. It's one of those, it doesn't really crack the surface, I think, for really? When I'm thinking about like the top holidays, but we always try to do something. So it's like, I don't know, it's kind of middle of the pack holidays-wise for me. Right. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving, and everybody loves Christmas. So by the time I get to New Year's, it's kind of like, well, I'm a little burnt out, and Fourth of July has got to be up there. So it's hard to compete with the best holiday is, but I've got some friends. We try to get together every year on New Year's, but you know, folks are having little ones now. The people travel.
It's, the kids ruin it.
There's some. I'm not saying that.
No, I am.
I was.
Wait till I get to like 18.
Our really good friends, they have a little one, and she always asked. She's 6 now, but like she would stay up till midnight with us, and she would always be like, "I want Luke to be my New Year's kiss," and then Kelsey and her, you know, play. No, I'm just kidding. The little ones don't ruin it, but you know, you start traveling, you do other things, and friend groups kind of change over time, and so we're excited to be spending New Year's Eve tonight with some close friends, but it's not the same as always. And so it's an interesting holiday in that regard, where when you take a look back of who you've spent New Year's Eve with throughout your 20s, it's interesting kind of time for reflection for me, at least. That's where I'm at today.
That is, well, you know, You're just out of your 20s.
Yes.
So, you know, now you're...
I was just saying, this is my first New Year's in my 30s, so...
You're so young. You're so young. Speaking of people want to do things tonight on whether you're going out or not, a couple of, three different great options here across Civic Media this afternoon at 3:10 p.m. We have Wisconsin women's basketball taking on the Golden Gophers at Minnesota. You can hear it in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Richland Center, or the Civic Media app on one of those channels for free as well. Then at 6 o'clock tonight on the Old Home Station, WRCL FM 100.9, and on the Civic Media app, the Triviathon from 6 until midnight tonight. Still time to register. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Call into the station right now, 608-647-2111. Register. And then it's a great... Phil Nee's going to be your host all evening long with a cast of characters. I may stop by. And then you could play the great questions. And at the end of the night, somebody is crowned a champion.
There you go.
It's a great opportunity. And then at 7 o'clock, starting across the Talk Network on Civic Media from 7 until 1 a.m. 1 a.m.
Yeah.
The fabulous Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music to the Stars, will present the New Year's Eve version of the show. All kinds of big band music, like Zomers was just playing right there. Who was that? Duke Ellington? Who was that?
That was not Duke Ellington. Oh, that was Glenn Miller.
Oh, sorry. Glenn Miller. See,
come on, Todd. What are you doing?
Lou Regani plays a lot of both.
You're not looking good for the Triviathon tonight.
No, I'm not.
I'm
looking.
So sorry.
No,
like, if this is any indication, things are not looking good for Todd and any team that Todd's on. So
it was never going to quiz you up.
That
was okay. That was our name of our team last couple of years. Yeah. So all kinds of great options look across Civic Media.
Yeah, we're going to keep you entertained here on the radio dial and on the Civic Media app all evening long. Take us with you for your New Year's Eve, and then you're going to want to stay tuned because we've got exciting things coming up. The Badgers continue. We got the Packers on several Civic Media stations closing out the regular season this upcoming Sunday, hosting the Chicago Bears. So let's see if we can keep that losing streak for the Bears going.
God, we hope so. We'll get to the Bears in a second. Now, the first hour, I was drinking, just to make sure our listeners or viewers on the stream know, I was drinking Canada Dry ginger ale. That's all I had in the old glass here. But, you know, we used to, maybe that's something we bring back in 2025, Mimosa Fridays, but I have broken up the real deal here, a little La Marca Prosecco. And Luke always says, well, I never get it in the fun. So here, I have poured Luke in our fancy plastic champagne flutes, a little Prosecco. Zomers has some Prosecco. So, gentlemen, here's to both of you helping out with the show, doing a great job. Here's to all our listeners. An early Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Todd.
New Year.
Happy Cheers. New Year, Mr. Cheers. Zomers. Now Cheers. See. Yeah, and this is a fun time. It's New Year's.
It'd be a really fun time. We had a full bottle of that for the second hour. No.
See, I felt bad for Mr. Zomers because you started doing the Mimosa Fridays when early on in the show.
Yeah. Well,
and the last couple times I think that happened, Zomers was who was left out. So I felt bad for him.
I know, because I've done it on the road a couple of times and I can't transport.
I'll be okay.
Be better prepared. Come on,
I'll
Todd.
Try to be better prepared.
I mean, I could be better prepared too. I could just always have mimosa ingredients on me, and then if he's out on the road and does it.
All right.
But here I learned this because, again, I'm wearing a proper tuxedo top, and I do have a bow tie on, but yes, because a lot of it was quote-unquote stage work, I have a fake pre-tied bow tie. I learned over the break, you, Luke Mathers, are a stickler.
Wow.
You actually are a full-blown bow-tie guy.
I do not believe in in pre-tied bow ties. So if it's pre-tied, I don't want it. I don't want it. Wow. Keep it away. So it's the normal bow ties or nothing for me. So
wow.
Yeah. It looks better to me.
Of course it looks better.
It feels better, though, too, because like, I'm not a big fan of the way that you got to kind of really... So.
I will agree with that pre-done bow ties and pre-done ties clip-on or whatever they just feel weird because
for you to get them to not look so pre-tied you have to have it very very tight and that's not ideal so
mine's pretty tight right now.
I learned in college how to tie the bow tie and that's the way that I do it now.
But you said you're so proficient at this that you can do it drunk.
Inebriated, sure.
That's impressive. Which led me to say, I wish we would have given you a couple of drinks in earlier this morning, and then see if you could do it, inebriated on air.
Nah, No. We're not going to do any of that. There's plenty of work to do still here on this holiday. So yes. Not happening.
All right, fine. We'll have a sober Luke Mathers, but we are enjoying a beverage, and it's a perfect time for you, the home viewer and listener, to have a beverage as well. All right, speaking of the Packers, Lukester, I did not think they looked good at all over the weekend against the Vikings.
They looked good for a quarter.
They came up to, well, maybe a quarter, had a terrible start, and that really put them in a hole. Came up 2 points short again, and I get it. Jair Alexander, some other people have some significant injuries, particularly on defense. But look, I mean, they're 1-4. I said earlier 1-5. Luke, correct me. They're 1-4 in the division. All right. They hopefully are going to go to 2-4 against the Bears this weekend. But Mike Clemens' report, you know, that last hour was saying probably going to be either the Rams or Tampa Bay. Another pot. I mean, they're going to have to go on the road and take on somebody, and eventually, because they're going to be the 6 or 7 seed. They ain't getting a home field. They're not going to be another game back at Lambeau. So eventually they're going to have to play either Detroit or Minnesota or the Vikings or the Eagles on the road and win one of these.
Yeah, but picture this. Picture Green Bay's playoff run where they get revenge on the teams that beat them in the regular season and they get to knock them out of the playoffs on their way to
you
the
Super
Bowl.
You sound just like Trigvy.
Just picture it. The 7 seed Green Bay Packers going to Philly, barely lost to Philly in Brazil when the season opened week 1, that Friday night game that the Packers, the turf conditions were not
terrible.
Not good. They were very, very bad. Yeah. I think going into Philly, then hard place to play football, but I think the Packers have learned a lot since the first week of the season. I think that they could go in there and take care of business. Then they would get the winner, I believe most likely the winner of the Detroit, the divisional round. I forget exactly how the playoff went. But picture getting to go to either Minnesota or Detroit on the way to then the NFC Championship to beat the other one that's still standing. Like,
sure, it'd be
it
great.
Seems ideal.
It's absolutely ideal. And I've seen the Packers in person more this year than I have in probably 10 years. And I saw him at Green Bay against Detroit. Just got done watching him out in Seattle against the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Two very different teams. But again, their opposition, two very different teams. Did you see? I watched the Detroit game last night against San Francisco. Did you watch that?
I did. I was glued to it because I had two players left in fantasy football.
How'd you do?
I won the championship.
Wow.
Won the whole
title.
So
Luke Mathers wins his fantasy football league, ladies and gentlemen.
So it was coming down to the wire too. So it was a nail biter until Jahmyr Gibbs got me a touchdown. I thought that I was going to lose. Wow. So that fourth quarter touchdown was the difference maker for me.
But I mean, the Lions looked dang tough last night.
I mean, when the Packers have played them both times, though, the Packers were right in those games.
Sure.
A couple different calls going a different way, a caught ball here or there that could have gone for a score instead of the outcome. I think in the playoffs, it is going to be more or less a coin toss. For all, there was no blowouts. There was no runaways in either of these NFC North games, but like between the three teams that are going to be in the playoffs from the NFC North, I think it's going to be very, very close, and it's going to all come down to probably within a field goal.
Great games for our listeners in Richland Center, Racine, and Park Falls. to listen to, because I was actually listening to the game on Sunday. I was driving back from Shawano, and so I listened to Wayne Larrivee and The Rock. Television is great. But for my money, with baseball and the Brewers across many of our networks, I'm not just saying that. And Matt LaPay on the Badger Sports Networks, I guess maybe because I've been a radio kid all my life, but listening to that, it creates in my mind, and the calls are just so much better overall, in my opinion.
More exciting.
But usually.
Yeah. There's some instances where that's not the case, but
Harlan is a great TV sportscaster.
But he also does radio.
Yes, he also does radio, which is Bob Harlan for the Packers.
Right, which is why he's so exciting to, I think, listen to both on television and radio, is because he knows how to he knows how to convey that excitement and the intensity that moments of sport can bring. And he's Kelsey's favorite. Like Kelsey and I, but when Kevin was on the call, we're like, this is great.
But also he has that, he knows it's like Al Michaels or Jim McKay or some of the great sportscasters on television and Brent Musburger. Yes, they know when to emphasize their voice for television, but on television, they also know when to shut up and let the pictures do the talking.
Yes.
And that is a very nuanced and specialized gift and talent to have.
Yes, and we were driving on Sunday, and I was listening to the game, too, before we got home and then turned it up. Well, we got to my brother's, and we were watching it. My nephew turned 3 yesterday.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wyatt. A day late, but I saw you a day early, so it evens out here on the radio. But it's just listening to this team and I think that the pieces are there. It's going to take them having to put them all together for a complete 60 minutes. And that's the disappointing aspect of these NFC North matchups that we've seen. But I have the full confidence, and maybe it's just me being a cheesehead and biased, but I have the full confidence that when the chips are on the table, we could see the Packers putting it together and winning a number of playoff games and possibly going all the way to the Super Bowl. So we'll see.
Well, last time they won it with Rodgers, they were on the road the entire, the 5 seed?
They were the 6 seed, I believe. That year. Yeah, they were the first time 6 seed won, and so who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's Jordan Love's term to be the first 7 seed to go all the way. We'll see.
Troy listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX here. Madison says it'll either be the Rams, the 6 seed, or Philly with the 7 seed.
Yeah, so if they're the 6 seed, they'll go to L.A. If they're the 7 seed, they'll have to go to Philly. So
I'd rather go to the Rams.
Probably. That's the more ideal matchup, but... You know, you kind of you have to do the way that you have to play the hand the way it's dealt, and therefore depending on I think they're going to take care of Chicago. I forget who the Commanders are matched up against this week, but I think it's somebody. It's a divisional game, so it's got to be somebody from the NFC East. I believe that Philadelphia and New York's playing, so it's got to be Dallas. And Dallas just got their butts handed to them, so maybe there's a chance the Cowboys come back with vengeance and they want to spoil the Commanders as a divisional game. We'll see what happens.
Does Mike McCarthy survive another year in Dallas?
I think he's still there, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
All right, we'll see. Luke Mathers and I and Mr. Zahmer is looking ahead to 2025 and a year in review. It's a New Year's Eve edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That means take another drink.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On a New Year's Eve, 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, Mr. Zahmer's dialing up the boy bands. How about that?
Kiss Me at Midnight by NSYNC, just for Luke.
Here we go.
Are you a big boy band guy?
No.
That's why.
Really.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Why does that not surprise me?
Right. It's super surprising. Breaking news here, folks.
Breaking news. All right.
Not my cup of tea, but very important aspect of a New Year's Eve party, though.
The kiss?
No, the playlist. The music. You need to have some good jams for a New Year's Eve party.
And to that note, don't put that song on your playlist.
No, why? That's not I don't think that's a bad song on New Year's Eve.
No. This is probably like the only time to play it because it's pretty strange song, I think, outside of the context of New Year's Eve.
I'll ask you guys this. What was your, to date, I know you're both much younger than me, to date, what was your most exciting or best New Year's Eve? Zahmers, you go first.
I mean, I don't know if I've really had any particularly exciting. I guess it's just hanging out with friends. And I know last year we also did like a gift exchange and people dressed up quite a bit. I didn't. Because I don't know, I just didn't. But that was fun.
Our really good friends, a number of years back now, we like to do fondue on New Year's Eve. So that was our thing. And they're at a wedding, family wedding this weekend. So hopefully they're having a blast. But the occasion was obviously New Year's Eve. We were all drinking. Well, almost all of us were drinking fairly heavily for... You know, the fact of celebrating a new year. And my buddy who was hosting us was so past the intoxication point that he tried to pour a shot for his wife, who conveniently nobody was really paying attention. She was not consuming alcohol that evening. And so we were kind of all insistent on her having a shot at New Year at midnight. And she got very mad at her husband and said, "I can't." And then we found out a little bit early that they were expecting. So it was a very exciting aspect, but it was kind of like a little bit of a fumble. And so that's probably one of the most memorable New Year's Eves that I've had with some very good friends.
That's awesome.
And so we look back at it in jest now, but at the time, boy, was she fuming.
Right.
Like my good friend Jenny was just not having anything to do with her husband that night, but you know,
but still a lot of fun.
Very memorable. Yes, a lot of fun.
Very good. One of mine, probably. I've had a lot of just fun small gatherings, not like that.
So I was like, "Oh, I'm so old. So, I have so many New Year's Eves to look back to."
Before both of you were born, 1994, I believe, when the Badgers played in the prestigious then Hall of Fame Bowl against Duke in Tampa. And my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, later to become the parents of my godsons, and my sister and I, Heather, we all four went and we went to the Final Four for the Platteville Pioneers. I guess it was the playoffs, the Elite Eight. And if they won the Elite Eight, we had to go to the Final Four because I had to cover the Final Four. If they Platteville lost, we were going to Florida. And Platteville lost that year. And so we are 1993, I guess, into 94.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. Was it 93 into 94, 94 into 95? Because one I was around for, the other I was not.
Right, yes, exactly. And then we ended up in Ybor City watching the outside of Tampa, watching the Badgers. And they won that game against – and it was a big New Year's Eve celebration at Ybor City. We also went over – it wasn't actually a legit New Year's Eve. There used to be a place at Disney World called Pleasure Island. And like the theme was every night was New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And so they had a big live band and we actually snuck into the property and didn't pay the fee. And so that's probably much more security now. But at the time we snuck
back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s, you were able to sneak into Disney World, the Pleasure Island, and it was fantastic.
There you go. Yeah. And that seems like a pretty memorable one. That's gonna be up there. Yeah.
It was memorable. Luke, a couple of minutes left. Any grinding of gears, reflections? What do you want to talk about last couple of minutes?
You know, it's been an interesting year. We've done a lot here at Civic Media. I'm really grateful for all of our listeners that have been with us as a growing network. If you're just finding us, or if you've been listening for a very long time, we appreciate you listening. And today's more of a day of reflection and looking forward. So I'm not gonna
look back.
I'm not gonna grind any gears today.
Right. We're
looking forward. I'm a little bummed that the Badgers don't have a bowl game for me to cheer them on, but I'm gonna make
really
up for
team.
It. I was just saying the transfer portal. Ooh, transfer portal is an interesting dynamic, and that's maybe for a longer tangent, a different day.
Yeah.
But gonna go to see the Badgers men's basketball return on Big Ten play for hosting Iowa on Friday night. So looking forward to that.
Should be a really, really good game. You can hear that, of course, on the Civic Media app for free, and of course across select stations. We hope one of your stations have been selected across the state of Wisconsin in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. So that should be good. Game time set 5:00. The pregame show across Civic Media on Friday, January 3rd. The Badgers taking on the Frantams.
I was like, what are you?
The best part about a Wisconsin Badger Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball game is putting down the money. At what point will their coach have a frantrum? Yeah.
That's a good one. I think the odds are favorable if you put it down pretty early.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's one of those things. Right. It's pretty reliable, I think.
Well, coming up in hour two, to pick up on Luke's theme here, speaking to my friend Kurt Kohler, he sent me this, and this is great, the year in review. We're going to ask questions. People can call in, text in on things like, what are the most valuable ways we spent our time this year?
There you go.
How can I help these activities happen more often? What would your 85-year-old self wish that you did more of?
Ooh. Those are all good ones.
Right? Those are very good.
Little head scratchers, thought provokers here on the Todd Alba Show for New Year's Eve edition.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. But all seriousness, Luke, we appreciate all your support for our show, everything you do for us and everybody else across the network and our listeners as well. So in all sincerity, Luke, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
All right. Enjoy, everybody. Come on back. Hour two, also a What's Worse edition. A chance to call in, text in on your thought of the day. Stay tuned. Our head is straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring on the boy bands. The time is right. The time is right.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.